Om Shanti. Good morning. So today's magic of blessing. May you be a powerful soul who claims the right of all powers by being an embodiment of the awareness of my Baba. May you be a powerful soul who claims the right of all powers by being an embodiment of the awareness of my Baba. So the explanation is, as soon as you have the awareness of the previous cycle, you children say, you are mine, and the father says, you are mine. With this awareness of mine, you received a new life and a new world, and you became stable as an embodiment of the awareness of my Baba. In return of this awareness, you became an embodiment of power. To the extent that someone maintains this awareness, he accordingly claims a right to all powers. To the extent that someone maintains this awareness, he accordingly claims a right to all powers. Where there is this awareness, the powers are definitely there. When there is even a little forgetfulness, there is then waste. Therefore, become an embodiment of awareness and so an embodiment of power. So today's blessing is actually, the focus is on awareness. Baba always says that if your awareness is good, then everything falls in place. So the game is of awareness only. If our awareness is perfect, then our vritti, the attitude, is right, and then our drishti, the vision, is right. Like if you remember last Sunday's Murli was on purity, and if you take out the essence of that Murli, 4 pages Murli, the essence is that awareness. If in our awareness, if we are aware that I am a pure soul, then my vritti, that my attitude, is pure, and then my drishti, vision, is also pure. So the entire game is of awareness. If we forget, then Baba says, then if you little forget it, then there will be waste, he says. So now, awareness at what places? So first of all, what awareness Baba gave us, that we are soul. So the first awareness is the self-awareness, that I am a soul and this is my body. So when we go out in our karma, we have to remember that I am a soul and performing the actions through this body. So when I remember this, I am in soul conscious stage, and then my actions, deeds, my words, everything will fall in place. 2 weeks back there was a Murli where Baba said that you do not belong to the Laukik world. You are a Laukik, and your actions should be alaukik and spiritual. You should not lose your ruhaniyat, he said. Spirituality, the alaukikta. So when you are aware that who you are, I am a soul and I belong to him, I belong to God. When I remember this, then my actions will be like that. Otherwise, I will also start becoming like worldly people. I will also start behaving like them. So where to keep this awareness, I picked up few examples. For example, many times in Sakar Murli, there is a issue or there is a point which comes, and children ask Baba, can we go for a marriage celebration? And Baba says, yes, you can go. But what should be the awareness when you're going out? You know, you are staying out in that Laukik environment, that worldly attractions. Baba says, yes, you can go. But with the awareness that I am going here to give the knowledge of Baba. If I forget this awareness, who am I? Then I will also start behaving like them. Then I will also start cracking jokes like them. And I will also start singing songs like them. And I will also become Laukik. So he said, yes, you can go. And he gives us instructions what you have to do. So when you are aware that you are going there for what? Like in Sakar Murli, the point comes, no, then go to the bride and the bridegroom and tell in the ears that destruction is going to happen soon. And these are Baba's instructions. So such is the awareness he has given us when we go out into that Laukik world. So he has not told you don't go, but with what awareness. And then especially when we go out in the gathering, if I have this awareness that I belong to this Brahmin clan, this Brahmin culture, and I cannot perform the worldly things what others do, then I will, my deeds and everything would be very spiritual, very alaukik. So keeping that awareness in mind. And if we pick up Murli points, like yesterday Baba spoke, no, that you should take bathe with knowledge 2 times in the day, right? So if we have this awareness, then I would perform that. Then I would read Murli 2 times. Then I would discuss Murli 2 times. Like this awareness was there in the mind, and yesterday we text each other ki today the Murli point is taking bath 2 times and taking bath with knowledge 2 times. So one of the doctor said, oh yes, I have taken bath 5 times. I said, how? So she said, I am having diarrhea. I said that was not the Murli point, but she had that awareness. Yes, whenever she's taking bath 5 times, she's remembering Murli point. So that awareness. And one of the doctors said, I'm not taking bath 2 times. Actually, I'm having a shower every time. So I said, how? So he says, I have a earphone continuously in my ear, and some or the other knowledge point goes on in my ear. So that's how. So, and somebody said, why not being in a swimming pool of knowledge every time? So picking up Murli point and churning on that and discussing with each other keeps the awareness that yes, today Baba said this in Murli. So that also helps. Then awareness when we come in seva, like Baba says, no, whenever you come in seva, you have to keep that awareness that you are an instrument and it is Baba who is doing through me. When we forget that, then we come in body consciousness, and then the deeds would be like that. And many times in Murli points, Baba says about anger. What he says, suppose if somebody gets angry with you, what we should do? Suppose if somebody is getting angry on me, what should I do? Have mercy on him. Silence, keep silent, and good wishes. Baba says one point, no, shower flowers on him. Good wishes and flowers. Or Baba has even told that smile when the other person is getting angry. He has even told that in Sakar Murli. So if we have this awareness, then we will know how to behave. Okay, and suppose if we are on the other side, I forget that I am a soul and I get influenced from this vice of anger, and I get angry on somebody. Then also Baba has told, what will happen? If I get angry on somebody, what will happen? Put oil in fire. You know, it has come only, I think, huh? Evil of anger will enter me. There is only one time I have heard this. Yes? Maya takes over totally. And? Mahabharat. Yeah. One of the Murlis, it has come only once in Murli, that if you get angry with somebody, then that person remains away from you for the next 6 months. That person will not come near you for anything for 6 months. This is Sakar version. That if you get angry with somebody, that person remains away from you for 6 months. That person has to come in karma with you because he is doing job with you. But from mind and from heart, that person will be away from you for 6 months. That's what Baba has told. So keeping this awareness that yes, Baba has spoken this of anger, so I won't get angry. So this is something we should remember. Then awareness of drama points. If we have this awareness of drama, then we remain unshakable and unmovable. Then we remain stable throughout the day. So remembering this drama points throughout the day, that's why we always discuss here that at least once or twice in a day we should revise drama points. Like, you know, when I had come to Madhuban, and when you come to Madhuban, you have to settle accounts. Obviously, you finish your accounts at your locking place, and now you have come here. So I had come to give interview here I was sharing my experience, and the brothers asked me, so what is your recent efforts now? So I told them ki I'm facing a lot of sanskar clashes here, and people, you know, there are a lot of clashes of sanskar. So one of the brother gave the idea that he gave a sheet of paper, and there were 5 points written of drama. And he said, these are the tablets of drama. And every day he had done that purushad. And he said, I used to sit at Shantistam, and one by one I used to chew this tablet of drama and churn on that tablet. And that's how I finished my clashes of sanskar with people. So remembering drama points is very important. So what are the points of drama we should remember? Drama is beneficial. Drama is accurate. Every soul's part is separate. Drama is beneficial. It is accurate. I am clearing the accounts. So if some clashes are there, so I am clearing the accounts with this soul. So do not get disturbed. So that awareness of drama, we have to keep in mind. That drama is accurate. It's repeating second by second. Everybody has an accurate part. Everybody is right in this drama. Nobody is wrong in this drama. They're playing their part in the drama. If we revise this again and again, then we won't get disturbed. And whatever the scene of drama is coming in front of me, it is beneficial. There has to be something good here. And it's our vision which is not able to search it. But we have to search what is good in this scene of the drama. Why this scene has happened. Nothing happens like that only. We all know that. And Baba has even told that this is confluence age. And even the time is beneficial. God is with me. God is world benefactor. So He is with me. So nothing wrong will happen to me. So everything is beneficial here. So again and again, keeping the awareness of drama in mind. This will also help us. Then awareness in all activities. Like for example, throughout the day we can't forget that what we are doing. So suppose if I go for a Murli class, then keeping the awareness that I am a godly student and I am going to learn there. If I forget this awareness that I am a godly student and Baba himself comes every day and speaks Murli to me. If I forget then I start seeing the teacher who tells the Murli. And then I start seeing the weaknesses of that teacher. Then I start taking out mistakes that this is going wrong today in the class or this is not nice in the class. But if I remember that I am a godly student and sitting and hearing godly versions and Baba himself is coming and speaking to me, then this will not come. And then in our work also, that Baba's canopy is on me. Baba is my friend, Baba is my companion, Baba is sitting with me, or when we are eating food, that time remembering Baba. So keeping that awareness throughout the day. Then one more awareness, awareness that of being surrendered to God. That if I have this awareness that I have surrendered to God, then I won't waste time. Then I won't waste any of my deeds. Like if I say that I am surrendered, that means I have surrendered this body also to God, no? So then I cannot use it for worldly pleasures. I cannot go out and do what others are doing. So my body is also surrendered to godly service and I cannot use the way I want it, but I will use it the way Baba wants it. Same way, our money. Sometimes we very loosely say, I have enough money. It's okay, I can spend. No, it's not my money. It's Baba's money. I am earning it through my job or whatever, but it is Baba's money. And even if I have to spend 10 rupees, I should think that it is going from yagya. Because it's not mine, it's Baba's, it's godly godrej which I have, and there the money is there, it's not mine. Then we become very careful in spending. Similarly of our mind, I cannot create any thought. I have to keep control over the mind, because this Baba says tan man dhan. So this man also I have surrendered to Baba, so I cannot create wasteful and impure thoughts in this mind. So there also the awareness that I have surrendered to Baba. So this is today's Vardhan on awareness, basically. Om Shanti.